All right, so this EP was a long time coming. Can you just talk about the process and how you went from, you know, this guy performing on, you know, MTA subway stations and in cars to, you know, to this blossoming, you know, up and coming artist?
Absolutely, man. Well, foremost, first, the reason why you hear the sound that you hear from me, man, is I pretty much just mimicked all of the Motown greats and Sam Cooke, and I mean that's all my mom listened to as I was growing up. She had a collection of 45 records and stuff. So all of my music, all of the things, the first songs that I've ever heard was like "I Want You" and you know, "What's Going On," "Mercy, Mercy Me," Sam Cooke, you know, "Chain Gang." I mean, this is all that was pretty much played in my home. So it's pretty much just me just listening to this music over and over and over, man. And so to fast forward to now, I've known Kirsten Price for a little over 10 years or so, and she's always been this amazing producer and amazing vocalist. And when we met, someone brought me to her and was like, "Hey, I got this vocalist. He needs to record some stuff, blah, blah, blah." Actually, one of my best friends, Ralph, introduced me to Kirsten. Ralph again. And our relationship blossomed from there. It started blossoming from there. I was a little wet behind the ears. I just pretty much sung from my heart and my soul. I didn't know how to vocally warm up. I didn't know anything about chords, really, and progressions of notes and things of that nature. And working with Kirsten over the years, man, she's the reason why I know some of these things now, and that I was able to develop my vocals. The Train Station and all that other jazz came from me working with Citizen Cope, being on tour with Citizen Cope, and one of his best friends, the Ghost. We pretty much call him the Ghost. That's pretty much what he goes by. He was the first influence for me to get into the Train Stations and start making a little bit of money. But besides that, promoting who I am as a vocalist and as an artist, and also getting to do what I love to do. I mean, like I would sit here and be depressed for months on end because I wouldn't have any shows coming up or anyone looking for me or any new music to give out. And the Train Station for artists, man, I mean, underground artists, if you're looking to put your stuff out, if you're looking to, you know, just make some extra money to, you know, help out with the bills or whatever, the underground, thank goodness for it, man. Thank goodness for it, because you get to get out here and display your art. So anyway, back to the 10-year process, man. She's been developing as an artist and as a producer, and so have I. And pretty much always wanted to do a project with me and put some music behind me. She just knew that it took some time to develop. She also had her career blossoming and doing the amazing things that Kirsten Price does.
Yeah, she has a new album that just came out a couple months ago.
Time went on, and man, years later, she comes back and goes, "Hey, I think you're ready for this project now." So it's crazy. The story is really, really crazy. It gets a little deeper than that, but for the overall gist of it, man, you know, I owe so much to Kirsten Price in my development, and that's why the music just radiates honesty, because that's all it is. It's just me being who I am and her being who she is as a producer, as a writer, and just amazing artist. Just the collaboration is just timeless, man. So the biggest part, too, is that I wanted to put out inspirational music. Everybody's putting out crap and just stuff that sells. And, you know, for some artists, man, you know, just making the money isn't everything. You know, it really isn't. I want to be remembered, or at least have songs remembered and say, "Hey, this guy took time in a time when everybody was just pretty much trying to make, man, he chose to do his art like so many other artists, you know." And so I just wanted to stay honest with that. And I knew it would be a hard fight, because I've been in those meetings where people wanted to sign me on the dot. They just wanted me to sing about stuff that really didn't have nothing to do with what I was feeling on the inside, and I just couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's taking some time, man. But hey, man, there's no denying it now.